Well, I'm looking forward to June. Dawn, a lady in Australia in Melbourne, is going to fly over here, and one of her suitcases is going to be full of just one thing, a large quilt that she wants to bring over for me to bless. She enjoys having her quilts blessed, and we'll be doing that in June. This is Stories and Stuff, and I'm Joy Bubbles, your storyteller. It was 1963 when I learned something that teachers could do that I never knew a teacher ever did. Well, actually, way back in first grade, I asked one of the kids, do teachers pee? And the kid said, well, I don't think so. I know people do, but I don't think teachers do. Well, when I got into 10th grade in 1963, we had a really, really nice teacher. She's the one that encouraged me to take algebra, and I said, well, if I flunk the first 6 weeks, then I get to drop out. She said, well, okay. Well, I surprised myself and got an A the first 6 weeks, so I didn't drop out. But she was always encouraging me. Well, it was one Friday afternoon, though, when she did something I never knew a teacher could do. It all started when I was getting out of civics class and going back to Miss Drinkon's home room. The one that I'm going to talk about. On the way out of civics class, the hall, the talk was very differently. Everybody was sort of talking at once, and it was sort of soft and different sounding. And I heard one say, yeah, people prophesied that it would happen again every 20 years. And I said, what's every 20 years? And, yeah, somebody said it was going to happen. And, you know, they were kind of talking almost in whispers, but everybody was sort of talking to each other and everything. And when I got into the home room, the PA system was on with the radio. That only happened like when an astronaut went up or something. They would put that on from the radio. And what was going on? I was almost afraid to ask. The feeling in the room was kind of spooky. And one of the kids said, the president's been shot. And he's real sick. They got him, take him to the hospital. It was about a little after 2 on that Friday, November 22nd. And 2:15, actually. We were in the home room. And they had it, heard things like Parkland Memorial Hospital in Dallas. And I just remember these fragments. And all of a sudden, on the radio, we heard the words, the president is dead. And just, there was a couple seconds of silence, and Nancy West in our class, a kid that won awards and stuff in French, she burst out crying. And I could expect it from her. She was very sensitive and stuff, but all of a sudden, Miss Drinkon came over and was hugging us, and she burst out crying. And we all walked up to her desk, and we kind of held her hands or put her hands on her shoulders or something, and she was just shaking and crying very, very hard. It was a Friday, that November 22nd, and the first day in my life I had ever even suspected that a teacher could cry. And a lot of us cried, too. I wanted to, but I was too scared to cry when I was that age, in 10th grade. I think at that time I was only 14 because I had skipped some grades and stuff. But we stood there just listening to the radio and being very quiet and kind of touching each other, holding. And some of us were crying until the school bus came. And then when we got on the school bus, oh, it was weird. The bus was even so quiet. People were kind of patting each other and, there, that's all right, or something. Kids were comforting each other and talking in hushed tones. It was the quietest school bus ride I ever had in my life. And we got home, and that night, I had the radio on. I was, I think, in bed or something. And all of a sudden, I heard about a policeman that was shot. Officer Tippett or Tebbett, I don't remember now. It was something like that. He had got shot in a movie theater in Dallas when he tried to arrest who they suspected had shot the President Kennedy, Lee Harvey Oswald. But this policeman got shot and killed. And I thought of, you know, gosh, that man has kids and everything. He's probably a father, and I wonder what his kids and his wife and everything, and I felt so sad. That's when I finally started crying. And I cried and cried really hard that night. It wasn't until I had heard about the policeman that that just was enough to, it started the floodgate of tears for me, something I almost never did either at that time. That was Friday night. Sunday, we had the TV on, and Daddy yelled. I didn't know he could yell that loud. Something like, oh my God, or something, and yelled for Esther, his wife, and my birth mother. And she came running to see what happened. He got shot. Yes, I know, that happened Friday. No, he said, the man that they think shot him, they were transferring him from like one jail to the other or something, and somebody out of the blue came, turned out to be Jack Ruby, shot him right while it was we were on TV, and Daddy saw it, and shot him and killed him. And that was Sunday. You know, all the rock stations, the top 40 stations that usually played all kinds of, you know, music, you know, regular top 40, they suddenly were toned down and playing real sad music. Like one that I remember hearing a lot is You Don't Have to Be a Baby to Cry. And the funeral, that was a Monday. A man was blowing taps on the bugle. And near the end, the bugle, the notes went way off. Because he was crying, too, as he was trying to blow the bugle. And I guess it'd be pretty hard to cry and blow a bugle at the same time. Did he miss the note? And Mother reached over and gave me a hug and hugged me and gave me a hug. And she was crying a little bit, too. It was like as if the whole country was crying, man. That was a Monday. We were off from school. They closed the school on Monday because for the funeral, and they didn't think anybody would be able to study anyway. I know, I guess I wouldn't have been able to. That was November 25th. And you know what? After that, like Tuesday when we went back to school, and really for the whole rest of the year, in Miss Drinkon's class where she had cried, we were different. It was a different class. We talked to each other about hard things to talk about, things happening in our lives, along with learning. And we never, like, were mean to her or anything again. It was more like a community instead of like a class with a teacher. The whole rest of the year, it was different. And we were much more connected and cared about each other and stuff. So that was how I found out that teachers could cry. Oh, yeah, there's an acronym for faculty, by the way, like a teacher. Faculty, F-A-C-U-L-T-Y. Frantic adults chasing unruly little tireless youngsters. Frantic adults chasing unruly little tireless youngsters. And I guess by then I also knew something I didn't know in first grade. Teachers are people that pee and cry and get scared and everything, just like regular people do. Somehow I started out thinking they were different. Well, next time there'll be another story, and take time to take care of each other and take time to play. Maybe get your hammock hooked up and swing on it and stuff. Bye for now.
Begin speaking at the tone.